Have you ever encountered a hurdle with launching or growing your business? Listen, there are two things that run a business, the back end and your soft skills.
Telling you right now, if these aren't in place, you'll lose clients and you'll lose money. You don't want that? Well, you're in the right place.
Hey, I'm Dana.
Hey, I'm Sarah.
We're your hosts of the Entrepreneur Encounter, and we're going to give you a behind-the-scenes glance into our businesses, give you genuine feedback, tips and tricks, plus occasionally bring on guests that care about supporting you to grow your business organically and nurturing authentic relationships. Are you ready? Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that gets a lot of early stage entrepreneurs not only excited, but sometimes overwhelmed, and that's growing your team. Specifically today, we're going to talk about social media virtual assistants or virtual assisting in general. It could be general admin tasks for your inbox and calendar. It could be a variety of different things that you're finally ready to be like, I don't want to do this. I don't enjoy doing this. And I want to let someone else do it.
Absolutely. As entrepreneurs, we always think about what's going on today in the moment, but you definitely want to think about the future and where you want to be at. Let's say in 5 years. In 5 years, you want to make a lot of money and you want to have your business grow. But in order for your business to grow, I believe in order for that to happen, hiring somebody, either a contractor or an employee, would be a benefit for you for the future. But there's so many skills that we have to consider. So where do you even begin?
Well, we all know technical skills are important, like you know how to use the software, the platforms that you're utilizing. Soft skills truly set a virtual assistant or social media virtual assistant apart. Our favorite communication, interpersonal skills, self-management skills, especially if they're newer to working from home and balancing everything that kind of goes along with that, makes them a valuable asset to your now growing team.
Exactly, because having these skills is going to set your business apart as well. So thinking of it like this, if you're hiring somebody to manage your social media, you need to have that person be able to connect with your audience, understand your values, and adapt to your approach. So when we talk about communication, when you are communicating with your audience, as far as, let's say, engagement, how do you want the person that you hire engaging with those people? And when we talk about understanding your values, what are your values? So for example, I value family. That's the basis of my business name, is that I want to be able to make sure that people are feeling valued and heard and seen and all those wonderful things. So you want to ensure that the person that you're hiring understands the values that you bring to your business.
I think that's important. When I was finally deciding to delegate, that was one of the things that I impressed on my virtual assistants was my clients know that I'm a wife and a mom first. Their work will always get done and within as much reason as possible by the deadline or before so. But that's why I have them as virtual assistants. So like if I have a sick kid or my husband needs me to run something while he's out on a job, he's a mechanic. For those that don't know, like, I can go do that and I still have someone working so that deadlines are met. Projects still move forward. Your Pinterest is still getting optimized, even though I am currently not at my desk.
So I want to give a couple examples of values because there's so many out there that they tie into your soft skills. Empathy is one. Empathy is definitely a value because it ties into emotional intelligence. Then you have kindness, responsibility, honesty. The list can go on and on. So you want to be able to make sure that you are communicating these values with the person that you are hiring.
I think that's good. So inclusivity came up for me when you were talking about family and kinship and stuff like that. Like inclusivity was big on my list, is I wanted we're friendly to everyone, whether you're the CEO, you're the virtual assistant, you're the janitor, the lawn care, whatever you are. Like,
exactly.
We treat you all the same and we talk to you the same, like you're an actual human being. So, which soft skills are the most crucial? I think the first one that's on our list, no matter what we talk about, and I didn't really think about it until we started this podcast, Sarah, was that it's definitely communication. Whether you're focusing on leadership, you have to communicate that. Whether you're focusing on flexibility and adaptability, teamwork, conflict resolution, all of them have a foundation of communication. Your virtual assistant, your social media virtual assistant should be a clear and concise writer with excellent grammar and punctuation. They need to be able to non-verbally and verbally written, whatever, they need to be able to communicate your brand, your voice, their ideas to you, all of those things. They need to be an active listener, which is the flip side of it, and understand what your brand mission is and how you voice it to other people, translating it into engaging, interactive, storytelling-esque social media content.
Now, what if those listeners that are listening are wanting to hire somebody that's not a social media manager or social media virtual assistant? Any industry that you're in, you are going to have to communicate. So as Dana mentioned, you have nonverbal communication. So if you need somebody in your inbox, are they communicating the way that you're communicating with your clients? So it's like your emails, or if you have somebody that is writing a blog post for you, are they capturing your voice as well? There's so many avenues to go about. You just want to ensure that when you're having a conversation with the person you want to hire, you can tell by the way that they're having a conversation with you. You can tell by their nonverbal cues, the tone in their voice, all the things with communication. Also, and there's a couple more soft skills to assess, is organization and time management. Now, time management, everybody has their own way of managing their time. But if you're hiring somebody, you want to make sure that they either have access to like a project management tool, they have access to some sort of calendar, or if they're just writing it down, as long as they're managing their time wisely to ensure that they're getting the things done in a timely manner, like meeting deadlines and responding to your emails or your calls in a timely manner.
I think organization, and that's where like the active listening comes in, is they should also, I love when someone is proactive and able to anticipate my needs and ensuring like everything runs smoothly, whether it's my CRM and client communication, or it's my social media presence and like responding to comments, posting in groups, whatever it is. That is super important to me. I can't say enough about how irritating it is to call like a customer service line, or you have some sort of hiccup and their only response is, well, we can't do that. Well, then what can we do? Like, can you anticipate some sort of solution so that I don't have to ask it? A real life example, I've switched to having my groceries delivered with Walmart Plus or whatever the heck it's called. I've joined the bandwagon because we just don't have time to go to the grocery store. I'd rather be doing something else instead of like hoping my kids don't fill my basket with like 5,000 things we don't need.
Yeah, right.
So I just ordered online and have it delivered. And I've never had an issue until this past week. It was supposed to be delivered by 8 o'clock at night because I did wait kind of to the last minute, but it got delayed. I wasn't upset, but I stopped getting updates and communication. It was 3 o'clock the next day and I still hadn't heard anything. Got no updates. I was trying to like switch it to another store, like do everything on my end that I could do, and was getting nowhere. So I finally called the customer service, the 800 and whatever number, and I got nothing from her. All she said was, I'm just trying to check in and get all the information. I was like, I understand that. But if they're not answering the phone, and what the issue seemed to be was they couldn't assign it to a driver, they didn't have enough drivers. I was like, well, what are my options? What can we do? Because I need these today to cook dinner and to do all the other things that I needed to do. And I got nothing. My options were to wait.
Oh, no.
for the driver to be assigned, but there was no window of time given or cancel the order. So then I'd have to go into the store, which I hadn't really planned that for my day. So round and round we went for like 15 to 20 minutes. And I finally just ended up canceling the order and changing my schedule so I could go in. Long story short, I didn't end up with half the things that I originally planned to get because I forgot them. I didn't have a list. But it was so frustrating. I was like, what are my options? And unless I asked, I got nothing provided to help anticipate some sort of solution. So this one hits close to home this week and probably every week is when you're going through that hiring process, assess those soft skills of potential candidates to see if they're the personality that will be proactive. They do actively listen. They communicate verbally and nonverbally. They want to be in the trenches with you to make sure everything runs smoothly.
Hey there, listeners. Ever feel like you're struggling to connect with customers or lead your team effectively? That's where soft skills come in.
Entrepreneur Encounter isn't just another podcast. We're a community dedicated to helping early stage entrepreneurs like you master the soft skills that make or break a business.
Technical skills are important, but without communication, collaboration, and confidence, your business might never get off the ground to the next level.
In our membership, Dana and I share actionable insights and tips to help you nurture the soft skills you need to thrive.
Give you access to bonus content, workshops, and a network of like-minded entrepreneurs who are all on the same journey.
We'll teach you how to boost your confidence,
become a leader who inspires and motivates your team,
navigate conflict like a pro,
to resolve disagreements without drama and build stronger relationships,
communicate clearly and concisely, get your message across, build trust, and close the deal.
If you're ready to take your business to the next level, join the circle by clicking the link in the show notes.
Now that we have an idea of what soft skills to assess, although there are so many other skills, leadership, emotional intelligence, work ethic, all these soft skills that you want to make sure that the person you are hiring has these skills. So now let's talk about the hiring process. How can you assess these soft skills and the potential candidates that you are wanting to hire?
So during the interview, or if you're doing like a written thing, ask open-ended questions to gauge those communication skills. I love giving hypothetical scenarios, whether it's social media or a frantic client who keeps reaching out after your office hours. How are you going to handle that, especially when their goal is to manage multiple projects and meeting multiple deadlines? Like, how are they going to be able to balance all of these moving factors and still be and feel successful in the role?
So here are some open-ended questions that you can ask to assess the soft skills that this person may or may not have. You can ask, do you work well under pressure? I've dealt with this pressure thing, like getting so close to the deadline, and it's not necessarily your fault. Okay, for example, I have a client. We work with a bunch of podcasters, and there's a couple that end up sending us files like 2 days close to the live date. So we have a team of 4 or 5 people. We get the files in, and then I have to delegate and organize everything and making sure that everybody has what they need. There's a video and there's an audio, and the editors have to edit. And then after that's edited, somebody has to review that. Now, imagine me at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I have to leave to go pick up my kids and knowing that a show goes live tomorrow. Like, I should have already had this uploaded. So it's a lot of pressure because you want to make sure that the clients are happy. But how well are you working under pressure? So it's more so depending on the situation. Like my situation, obviously the clients waited until last minute to send in files. But if a big project comes in and let's say that you, as a business owner, get a new client, you know, you're trying to get everything put in place. And then when you have a virtual assistant that you need help onboarding a client, for example, are you willing to work on a tight deadline? So that's my example of working under pressure, working on tight deadlines.
I feel like everyone works on tight deadlines, but yes, that's super important.
Then what was the longest period of time you worked at the last place? As a virtual assistant, you're more as a contractor when you hire somebody, but this can be a great example of how long were you with your previous clients or how long have you been with the clients that you have now. That can indicate like a time frame and show how long you've been with somebody.
I love that. I like the fun open-ended questions that kind of...
Sell me the pen.
That one, or I'm trying to think like back to my college days because we have people come in all the time and like prep us. A few of them were more like conflict resolution, but my degree is in hospitality and like event management. So they would be crazy. The wedding cake was placed in the wrong area in the sun. And fun fact, their icing will melt and your cake topper will fall off and a few other things. So like, how do you handle stuff like that? Like really walk through. I like asking also the questions that get them to think and like share their weaknesses. So like, what do you feel like you need to work on to be successful in this role? And then ask them the steps that they're taking for that professional development and make them more successful. Because a lot of people are really good about talking about themselves, but I want to see how they spin their challenges into stepping stones or successes. And that really gets them to think outside the box.
Yeah, these are all great questions because to me, when you are interviewing somebody or whatever that you're doing, it's more so a conversation. Like you're getting to know somebody that is going to work with you. Wouldn't you want somebody that works with you to be on the same level, you know, have a great personality? Because there are sometimes some personalities do not work well together. And that means that they're not going to work together. Like for real, because that's going to be an indicator that there's going to be a lot of headbutting and definitely do not want that.
Exactly. So think about these questions, add in your own questions. And now we've reached this place of you've hired a social virtual assistant or social media virtual assistant or a virtual assistant in general. Ongoing training and development are crucial for these things. You want to encourage them to stay up to date on social media trends, the new tools that are out there, self-educating yourself. Professional development is key. We're big on that over here on the Entrepreneur Encounter. Provide them with your clear brand guidelines, access to any brand voice resources that you have. I really like diving into those. So I usually do it with my team instead of just saying, here, go run with it. It's very interactive, but whichever approach works for you, just make sure you're consistent as you bring on more people.
Also, I think to have all these things in place before you hire somebody, so making sure that you have SOPs, your standard operating procedures, you want to have those. You want to make sure that you have a project management tool. It could be as simple as using a Google spreadsheet. It doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to be fancy to get work done. Just as long as it gets done and it's organized in a way that everybody has access to that. You can even create like a little onboarding packet to where everything is in there, including the SOPs. Then, as Dana mentioned, if you are working with social media, ensure that all that stuff is in a place where it can be accessible to those that you hire. You just want to make sure that before you onboard somebody that you have the very basics of what you need for your team to be successful in that role.
So listeners, if you have any questions, hop on over to our social media page, join the circle and leave them in the hub. And we are going to make sure we answer them or maybe even be inspired to do a different podcast episode.
As always, all the information is going to be in our show notes. Until next time.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Remember, soft skills aren't just some fluffy buzzwords that get thrown around in the corporate world. They're the key to unlocking your full potential as a professional and a human being. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself and seek out opportunities to improve your soft skills. Sarah and I have a variety of workshops, online courses, and complimentary clarity calls for you to practice in real time with us. Links are always in the show notes. And be sure to join us next time for more insights, tips, and tricks to help you succeed in your entrepreneur encounter.